We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get into this Bob Nightingale story about the alleged, ending of baseball in this country, here's a story from the CFL that I just noticed about a half hour ago. Probably should have noticed it before then, but man, did it jump off the page. And the video certainly did too. So there's a streaker at a game, right? It's a BC Lions game. And this person runs on the field. This was last week. And gets absolutely crushed by a player named Marcel Young from BC, right? Just absolutely crushed. Kind of like that poor Cleveland fan by James Harrison all those years ago. And this guy who streaked onto the field now says that he's suing for Young injuring him. Young injured him, and this dude has hired a lawyer. And the fan's lawyer has released a statement saying that the guy suffered serious injuries, including a mild traumatic brain injury as a result of being violently struck by BC Lions player Marcel Young. The guy was already fined $115 for trespassing. And here's the ending in the piece on Pro Football Talk to this story. I think it's Michael David Smith writing. He says of the fan, he obviously didn't belong on the field, although the CFL and the NFL and any sports league would probably prefer that players let security handle it, rather than get involved in apprehending runaway fans themselves. To which I would say, I don't care what they prefer. I really don't. I have no idea what some idiot on a field is capable of. And if I'm an athlete, have you ever heard of Monica Seles, by the way? Remember what happened to her? If I'm an athlete and I ever see anybody on the field of play, anything goes. They have subjected themselves to that. Now, I don't know, as an attorney or a lawyer, what your argument would be. Maybe there's some argument out there where this is a legitimate lawsuit, but I am 1,000% on the side of the athlete, whether it's James Harrison, whether it's this guy Marcel Young. Now, the offending man here was a streaker, so there's only so many places where he could have hit a weapon. Nevertheless, I don't know what somebody's capable of. Are they on drugs? Have they, I have no idea. All I know is a weirdo is on the field, and I consider that to be extreme danger, no matter how ridiculous the circumstances might be. And more to the point, anything goes. If a player wants to wind up and punch this guy in the face and knock him out, more power to him. I would probably recommend, pushing a guy to the ground or something like that, but you can't predict how somebody's going to react, how an athlete will react. Don't go on a field of play ever in any circumstance, because there have been incidents. And you remember Monica Seles getting stabbed in the back while she's sitting there getting ready during a break. A lawsuit. Unbelievable. Craigers, did you see this story?
I did. This is like the people who break into someone's house and trip down the stairs and then sue the homeowner because they got hurt.
That's exactly right. I think, in my opinion, absolutely anything goes. And I'm astounded, by the way, especially watching NBA games, at how close the fans are to the action. There's fans that are legitimately on the bench. If the bench is something that extends from the scorer's table to the baseline, there are fans literally sitting in those seats. It's unbelievable to me, in that league, how close fans are to the action. It's not even that they're close, they're in it. They're on the bench. All it will take is one incident of somebody doing something. Then there probably have been. I all remember the situation in Detroit, but that wasn't necessarily because fans were on the bench like that. But I'm just waiting for one of these incidents to occur. And you know what? If they did, if one of those fans on an NBA bench walks onto the floor somebody's drunk or something and does something stupid, I honestly believe, and I would think the law would back me. Now, maybe somebody who's an attorney out there could disagree. If somebody came onto a field of play and I was an athlete and I wound up and bashed them in the face right then, would I be subject to a lawsuit? It's incredible to me that I would. Are you with me, Craigers?
I mean, maybe you could. I don't know what the laws are. So let's say you can be sued for that. What jury is going to sit there and be like, yeah, you know what? The guy who ran on the field naked, we should probably get him some money.
Now, does he show up with clothes on for the trial?
That's a great question. I think this guy's a real wild card.
I think he might be. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. We see this in baseball games. Idiots run onto the field in the outfield, right? And do you trust anybody out there? Honestly, if I was in center field and somebody was running at me, some drunken idiot, I would honestly want to just defend myself by any means necessary and want to get that person down as fast as I could. Now, this guy in Pro Football Talk says, yeah, leave it to the authorities. So what am I supposed to do? Wait there? Wait there and see what happens? See if a security guard can jump onto the field after this dude and chase him down? I'm not waiting for anything. I'm decking him like James Harrison did. Did you see this hit by this Marcel Young, Greg?
I did.
He absolutely crushed this guy.
He got every bit of
him. It was an old-fashioned clothesline right out of the original Longest Yard when the guy says, I think I broke his freaking neck. It was right out of that. I mean, he killed him. And this dude has the nerve to sue. I would be very curious if there is anybody out there who would know whether this guy or anybody in that situation would have a legitimate case against an athlete. And then I think the accompanying topic is, in any sport, would you agree that, and this I think extends, by the way, to the center court celebrations in basketball that we see all the time, that I think are insane in college basketball and unwarranted and dangerous. And, you know, people want to say, well, you know, are you some kind of snowflake or something? No, because I know stories of people who have been legitimately injured in that, and I just think it's wildly unnecessary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.